The Grind.
Into the Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Welcome to The Grind. Welcome to The Grind, everybody. Look, we got a good show today. Look, call the person up that you love. Call your husband, call your wife up, whoever it is. If they sit beside you, tell them firsthand. Tell them face to face. Say, baby, it's still good.
Every day could be like waking up to your smile and tasting your sweet lips to put my day in motion. But I don't always recognize you when you wear the pain you've been through, and I compete against the past and learn it's more than a notion.
I'm not afraid to work even through the worst.
Baby, I'm staying with you. It's gonna be good that I
love you.
If anybody knows, it's still good.
Yeah.
Life's
been crazy, but I know it's
so good. Oh, how to steer it. Can't really say that I've been fearless, but we got too much invested. It's only fair that we're tested.
I don't want somebody but you.
On the other end, you know you still got my devotion. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
No.
Kenny, let me talk to him for a minute. True, been 10 years and I can't believe that my baby's home. I can't even recall the day that you came along. All the years that we dated, baby, then I made the call. And I put you a classic rock like the 80s songs. We the unbreakable, perfect couple, he made it strong. Who would have ever predicted that I would take a fall? You could have packed up and taken off, but instead you stuck with me through the crazy storm. And that's love, man, a rain cloud. They never moved you, you thought of how we exchanged vows. Yeah, we faced trials by the grace of God. Still good, now it's great now, real talk.
I'm not afraid to work, even through the worst.
Cool,
so
rain.
Good. And
you can.
Welcome to the grind. Welcome to the grind, everybody. Look, we fired up and excited around here in the studio here in sunny South Florida. Gotta tell you what, the sun is starting to break through. I hope it's a little sunny where you are. But guess what today is? Today is Relationship Thursday. For all of y'all that wasn't scared to do it, I hope you called up your significant other, that person that you love, and you said, baby, it's still good, all right? But is it? Is it still good? Little Pam is laughing at because she know that we get ready to stomp through some tulips today. Pam McCray, say hello to the grind.
Hello, grinders out there. I just want to say great morning to each and every one of you. Just like Nate said, we're excited. We wake up every day. You know what? The McCray household is a place in which, we make a decision that every time we get up, listen, hey, it's a new day. We're going to shine bright like them diamonds. And just excited to be on the realest show ever this morning as we talk about stomping through those tulips.
Realest show ever. Look, the grind, everybody. Look, we always say that transparency creates currency because, you know, when you're transparent, you're going to help other people get through some things that you may be going through. And I got to tell you, at the end of the day, people just need to know that they can identify. They just need to know that there's some other people out there going through some things in life just like they are. They're not the only ones out there struggling. They're not the only ones out there that's having a good time. We ain't always talk about the struggle. There's some great things out there in life that happens. There's some great things that happens in relationships. You know, so if you are a person right now on the line and you know somebody that may be struggling in their relationship or just may want to strengthen their relationship a little bit, go ahead and tell them to dial into the grind, 657-383-1291. And I'm sure they're going to be blessed by something that they hear today. So all of you know me. All right, you know Pam, you know, but you know me, you know, I'm just not that traditional type, you know, cookie cutter, put me in a box type dude. That's not me, you know. And I put out a post the other day. I said, just because I don't say anything don't mean I don't know. All right. Say I pick my battles wisely because the war for me is the end game. All right. So in a relationship, just like anything else, the war is the end game. You go through life and you know things and people don't think you know they, or you know that you, you know, found out something and they think you're in the dark, but you're really not in the dark. You're in the light, but you're just choosing your battles wisely. Right, Pam? You can't fight everybody.
No, you can't. You can't fight everybody. It's not worth it. It's not worth your time. It's not worth the energy.
You just keep driving
and doing what you got to do, right?
As they say, do you, boo.
That's right.
You got to do you, man. And look, and there's some value in that, you know, and currency is not just about money. You know, currency is basically profit. What do you do, you know, to create profit in your life? Mm-hmm. What do you do to create profit in someone else's? You know, at the end of the day, you're either going to die full or you're going to die empty. You have to ask yourself,
It's a choice.
I personally want to die empty. Sometimes in life you go through life and you say, you know what? What is it that I'm supposed to do? How am I supposed to do it? When am I supposed to do it? You know, and a lot of those answers is now, and some of those answers is along the way. Figure it all out, but do something. You know, do something to empty yourself, to let the world, you know, pretty much be able to benefit or profit from your gifts and talents. If you're not doing that, then you're going to die full, and that's a terrible thing to do. So let's talk a little bit about relationships, Pam, stomping through the tulips, you know, or are they tulips? You know, they just may be, you know, thorns. All right. So relationships can be difficult, ladies and gentlemen, without a good understanding of what a productive one is. So let's find out, you know, as we stomp through these tulips of what most people may think are tulips, but may really be thorns. And let's try to figure out how we dig up these thorns and get some tulips to start growing, you know? So I got my combat boots on, Pam. You got your combat boots on?
I'm fully armed and ready.
And I'm going to tell you right now, somebody going to get pissed off.
You think?
I know. Somebody getting pissed off right now. But guess what? That's why we call this the realest show ever. unscripted conversation. I know we're subject to say something that somebody don't like, but guess what?
You can't please everybody.
Can't please everybody. Guess what? You can't try to please everybody, because when you do that, you become a people pleaser. All right? So say what's on your mind, but say what's on your mind that's going to be productive. How's it going to help somebody else get through what they struggle with, you know, every single day? So expectations and accountability, Tam McCray.
Wow.
You know? I'm just going to be honest with you. This talking about relationships can be difficult.
Right.
It really can. You know, there's expectation, you know, and accountability when you start talking about relationship. And the thought of accountability insinuates of freedom that may be lost. Right. So who wants to lose any of their freedom? So accountability to you, Pam, is what? I mean, when you think about accountability, what do you think, you know, it is in a relationship?
But you know what? The crazy part about it, when you mention the word accountability, you know, people look at it as sometimes a negative thing when it comes down to relationship. Mm-hmm. But when you want success in business, when you want success in setting a goal or trying to achieve something else in life, why is it so important that accountability is necessary? But yet when it comes down to relationships, it's looked at as a negative
thing. Right.
Oh, that's crazy, right? You know, but yeah, accountability creates success.
Right.
So therefore, in a relationship, in order for the relationship to be successful, there's got to be a level of accountability. You have to be accountable to one another, not just in a marriage relationship, in a friendship, in any type of ship that you want to sail.
Yeah.
Okay,
there you go.
You got to have some type of accountability. You know, that's one of the expected things in creating something that's going to be sustainable, something that's going to grow, something that's going to last, you know, for a minute, is you gotta have that accountability respecting one another. That word respect comes up.
But what if I don't want to tell you when I'm getting ready to go, you know, and drive to somewhere for the day? What if I want to? What if I want to get up and go do it?
That's a problem.
That's a problem.
That's a real problem in a relationship. Okay, that's a problem. You can't. You have to lose a little bit of that type of freedom in a relationship if you want it to last. Because if you decide to get up and just take off and not let me know where you're going, that's going to cause a problem. That's going to create some of those thorns in that relationship, and those tulips are going to begin to die because you just can't have that. I'm sorry.
Can't have that. Man, you know, I love it because there are a lot of things that people do and people say, you know, in relationships. But, you know, we can talk about all of the cookie cutter stuff, you know, that happens in relation, or the cookie cutter stuff that people want to see happen, because we're born into this world. And you know, after we're born, we get old enough to understand as girls and boys, and to continue at, you know, when we become men and women, you know, we're given a specific set of things that we should look for, you know, in a man or a woman, you know. But there's those guiding principles, or the guiding foundation. I think our official mascot is tipping around the house. Those guiding foundational principles that you look for, you know, some of them, something like trust,
commitment, communication.
Yes.
What else?
You want that person. Yeah, you want that person to be loving.
Right.
You know, there's. I mean, the list goes respect. On and on and on. Yeah, respect.
Passion, understanding. You gotta have all of this stuff.
All of this stuff, and when you really, you heard Pam just say that there's all sorts of different ships. You know, all these relationships that we have, friendship, you know, all these different relationships. You can have relationships with a lot of different people. I said relationships, not relations. Relationships. relationships, you know, with your brother, your sister, you know, your mother, your father. All of these are different relationships. Friends. You know, just coworkers, whoever you choose to break bread with or be around or spend time with, or whoever you choose to be productive with, you know, you're in a relationship with that person. But all of those guiding qualities are things that you look for in a relationship. You know, and you know, God made each of us individually unique. And when you start to really compare, you know, a healthy relationship, the criteria, you know, for that healthy relationship that you compare it to, you know, it's really dependent upon who you talk to, right? Who you talk to. So we have that textbook quality that you taught to look out for, you know, but sometimes we fail to realize that you get what you attract. You get what you are, right? Get what you are. And if you don't have the qualities that you're looking for, then why on God's green earth are you expecting to attract them?
Right.
It doesn't happen that way. But I want to say this, Pam, because, you know, I know that God made each of us, you know, individually and unique, and we gotta kind of tap into that and not allow that to be tainted. But as we grow older, not old, but as we grow older, we try hard to really steer towards the things that make us unique, right? Mm-hmm. But not everyone is successful, and we're gonna get foundational with this, because you know there's so many cookie cutter things that we can say to you guys about healthy, productive relationships, but you need to know the foundation of anything before you can start to build anything. You know, the word says, you know, a house built on sand never lasts.
No, it's gonna sink.
You know, it's gonna sink every single time. It's just a matter of time. So it's all about the foundation. It's all about the soil. You know, how fertile is it, right? So, you know, not everyone is successful when it comes to, you know, steering toward the things that make them unique, or as we always talk about, purpose, right?
Mm.
Finding out what your purpose is. Once you get on that road, things start to become a little clearer. But, you know, we're the stricken or we're blessed, one of the two, you know, by decisions that are controlled by our surroundings and our upbringings, right? Surround. That's what mom and them said, what grandma and them said, auntie and uncle, you know, said. And that's who we become. And we seem to be even strange to ourselves, yet alone other people as well, and, you know, throughout our lives until we uncover or run into, the person that we're meant to be instead of the person that we have become.
Right.
You know, sometimes it happens early in life, Pam, and sometimes later, but nevertheless, it happens. And relationships forged at this point. So now you have to ask yourself, are you in a relationship as the person that you're striving to be or become? Or are you in a relationship with the person that, or are you trying to be in a relationship as the person that you are right now, and you're not really the person that you want to be? And I think that's important. I think it really is, because you're on that quest to find out who you really are. And some of us jump into relationships quick and figure out that, you know what, I'm not compatible,
right,
with this person. You know, we don't like the same things. We don't do the same things. We don't talk the same way. You know, we just gave y'all a lot of the guiding qualities or the foundational qualities of relationship: trust, commitment, you know, loving, compassionate, a communicator, all of these things that are the foundation of a relationship. Here's the newsflash, fam. If you find a person that exemplifies these things,
right,
and that person is attracted to you, then that means you must exemplify
those
these
things.
Right? So you've been successful in attracting that person toward the things that you value. All right. So when you do that, then at this point in time, you got the fertile ground that you can build any type of relationship on.
Right.
Now, I don't know about you, but a lot of you guys know that Pam and I are kind of like, we don't like the same stuff. We like different stuff.
Completely different
stuff. we're the epitome of opposites attract. You know, and we're opposite, but there's one catalyst. There's one hinge nut that keeps that all together, and it's those defining or guiding qualities that we just talked about. So when we know without a shadow of a doubt that we love each other, when we know that we communicate with each other, we're definitely committed to one another. I would hope after 28 years,
right,
you know, we're committed to one another. You know, we trust one another, you know, unequivocally. You know, there's no, I wonder what he's doing or I wonder what she's doing, you know, when she's out away from me. There's just none of that because, you know, this is no longer in the relationship stage. You know, we've passed that because in the relationship stage is when you check the phones and you check the phone records and you check this and that. You're still trying to figure out whether or not you want to forge a partnership with this person. The partnership is where the profit starts coming in. Not just financially, but physically, mentally, spiritually, everything is where the partnership really kicks in. So now you've decided you want to be a partner with this person, and this person has the qualities that you're looking for, and now we call that fertile ground, and you can build anything on that fertile ground.
Absolutely. And I think that in any relationship, when it gets started, you know, that level of growth has to begin to take place in order to go into that partnership, because, you know, in the beginning of anything, you know, the trust has to be created, the respect, and again, when you exhibit these qualities, you're gonna attract these qualities. So mm-hmm. you know, I wanted trust. You were trust. I created because of the fact that I trust you. Trust because of the fact that I respect you. You respect me because mm-hmm. of the fact that you're compassionate. I'm compassionate, and so therefore we have that level of compatibility. Even though it still took time to grow into the partnership that we have today, because mm-hmm. in the beginning, you know, of a relationship, there's going to be some trials, some things that you have to go through. And a lot of times, you know, people can look at us today, 28 years later, but it wasn't always like this. But we made a decision in the beginning, in the very beginning, that, you know what, nothing was going to really take us away from the fact that we committed. You see, there's got to be, I think nowadays, and when it comes time to relationships, people don't want to commit.
No commitment.
There's no commitment. And you have to be able to give of yourself in order to commit to something. But yeah, we can commit to everything else that we want in life, right? When we really
right.
want it. You know,
right.
So I think commitment as a whole is something that people deal with. And that's the reason why, you know, so much of the world remains average, because there is no level of commitment. But anytime that you want something to be successful in a relationship, there has to be a commitment. There's got to be that foundation. And from the very beginning, the foundation of our relationship with all of these qualities was love. So love was at the base of everything. So it didn't matter about the different challenges that came our way, because we already had that mindset that no matter what, right, going into our relationship that grew into the partnership, that unbreakable bond. We had that unbreakable bond from the very beginning. So, you know, when you have that fertile ground, the ground was already fertile, and you take and you put all of this together, it's now going to produce results. But if the ground is not fertile, if the ground is rocky and thorny and you don't figure out how to dig up them thorns and get them out so that those tulips can grow, then what's going to end up happening is that it's not going to produce the results that we want a relationship to produce. So
well, what's
the
real relationship? I mean, huh? When you look at the relationship piece,
right?
You know, a relationship, a commitment to be in a relationship is really commitment to learn somebody.
Absolutely.
That's really all it is. When you say, you know what, I'm committing to you to be in this relationship, you're saying, in a nutshell, this is not a partnership yet. I'm learning you right now to figure out whether or not I want to create or enter into a partnership
right.
with you. So there's two different phases of this thing and how it really works. So, but when you make that commitment is typically in the pre-phases of before you get married, you're there, you're trying to figure out who a person is and yada yada yada. And here's the famous statement.
Oh, I know where you're going.
When a person shows you
come on now.
Who they are, believe
them.
All right?
Right.
Believe them.
Oh,
it's that beginning part that messes people up, because you go into a relationship thinking
you're going to change somebody.
You're going to change somebody.
Come on now.
And that is not your job to change that person. because now you have the opportunity to say, look, this part, we're not compatible enough. You're not the person that I really want to form a partnership with. Because when you stand before the man, and I'm not talking about the justice of the peace. I'm talking about God. When you stand before God and say, I'm committed to this woman or I'm committed to this man, you know, I want to have a partnership with them. You should have already done your homework, double checked it, turned it in, and already given the grade and gotten a grade for it.
Right.
Okay. So at this point, now you know you're ready to move into a partnership with this person. So now you're no longer on those grounds. Because if you had to wonder where that person was all the time and there was no communication, there was no, you know, accountability, then what makes you think that's going to change in the partnership phase?
Right. Well, I think that's the problem. You know, we think that we are going to change a person, and the only person that can change a person is that person themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, over the course of us being married, you know, and just, you know, having different, you know, people in my life and friends in my life. And you know, the craziest thing is when asked that question, when there's some rocky times, well, you know what? That's just what you just said. When somebody shows you who they are, believe them. Mm-hmm. But they'll say things like, you know what? Well, they weren't like that, you know, before we got married. Yes, they were. You just made a decision to not want to see that side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. of the desire, you know, for a relationship.
Well, go. You said because of the what?
Desire.
Desire. What's another word for desire? Lust. Because of the lust, you didn't see it because you were overlooking it on
purpose. Right.
It's there.
You need to change it.
Yeah,
it's not gonna change.
People say, you know, they were real good at what they did.
Right.
They were real good at putting the mask. I didn't see beneath the mask. You didn't look hard enough.
Right.
To see beneath the mask. And I'm gonna tell you something. Take this call for instance. There are certain things in life that you talk about that people don't want to hear about. Requires accountability. They don't want to hear about it. When you say, you know what, we're going to have a show on relationships. If your relationship is lacking, if there's something that's not right in your relationship, you're going to make a decision. All right, it's either going to be one or the other. It's either going to be I'm going to strengthen resolve to change it and do what it takes to change it, or I'm going to give up on it. Okay. So when you say that when you know that this show is coming on, but here's the mindset. It's not that you're afraid of hearing what's on the show. It's you're afraid of hearing something that's going to require you to change.
Mm.
Because that, my friends, requires accountability. And if you don't want to change, then that means you're staying the same. And there's no growth. So when we talk about stepping on toes, we're talking about stomping through the tulips. You know, there are some people that have, you know, relationships right now, and from the outside looking in, it would appear that there are all tulips in the garden.
Mm. You know what? Before you get into that, mm-hmm. you know, I just want to on this whole change piece, because mm-hmm. in a relationship, we have to be willing to change, but we also have to realize in that relationship that we can't be the one to demand that change upon that person. That person has to be willing to change. And so we all have to be willing to change and to grow. And when you think about what we were just talking about is once somebody shows you who they are, you got to believe them. Mm-hmm. Think about mm-hmm. this. And this example just came to mind. You know, when we from the very moment that we met, one of the things that you've always done for 28 years in the very beginning of our relationship is every single time I get into a vehicle, you open the door for me, mm-hmm. right? Now, imagine if that was not happening before. I can't get married and into our relationship and say, now, listen, why are you not opening my door for me? Because you know what? You wasn't doing it from the beginning.
Right.
But because that's who you are and who you were from the very beginning, mm-hmm. that's something that has carried through our entire relationship. But imagine if I would have got in and saying, okay, well, he's not opening my door now, but you know what? He's going to become the man that's going to open up the door
right.
for me. The man, listen, he's not opening my door. Well, you know what? You were never the man that opened the door for me to get into the car in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
right.
Again.
Great. That's great. And because you expected something. Some people may not value that. You know, if you what are your values?
Right.
If you value that, then that's what you value.
Right.
You know, but you have to be able to communicate what your values are. Both have to be able to communicate what your values. It's that piece of communication. And things have to happen organically. That's a word that you guys should write down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Organically. You heard Pam say, you know, you can't coerce a person or control a person into thinking or in the way you want them to think or saying what you want them to say. All right. You just don't, you know, you have to be the person that you want to be, a person that you're called to be, and allow the person that you're with, because you've already figured out that you're compatible at this point.
Right.
That he or she has the same values. And if that person wants to change or mimic anything that you're doing because they want to, then that's exactly what they'll do. But the word organic is pretty good, because I saw a movie the other day and somebody gave a compliment to a person, and they said, wow, you know, thank you. And they said, you know, you can throw one of those my way if you want, you know, a compliment, you know. And the person said, no, that has to happen organically.
Wow,
that has to happen organically, you know. So what you want out of the relationship, what you want from that person out of the relationship, it really matters in the relationship phase, but you know what that person wants to give matters more than what you want to receive. That's going to determine whether or not you want to move into a partnership phase with
Absolutely.
That person. So you know, things happening organically. I'll give you guys a great example. You know, I'm athletic. Pam's never been really athletic until now. I look up now, this woman's boxing, you know. This woman's, you know, in the gym, you know, really seeming like, okay, I think she knows what she's doing on that machine now. You know, she's turning into the person that is, you know, that values, you know, athleticism.
Right.
She's turning into the person that wants, you know, her to create the body that she wants. I didn't force her into that. See, we have to lead by example. It's not as I say, it's as I do.
Right.
So Pam, you know, she saw me. She was motivated by seeing me, you know, want to transform my body, motivated by seeing, you know, our 25-year-old want to transform her body, the passion there, you know. And Pam organically started to adopt that on her own. You know, some of you say, you know, you see Pam on a golf course with me, and you're saying, somebody says, well, I know Pam don't like to play golf. If you see Pam with me doing anything, it's because Pam wants to be there.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, did Pam play golf because she just had a hunkering passion to play golf?
No.
You know, or did she play golf because, here's that give and take. Did she start playing golf because, more time with me, even in that arena? See, guys, you have to understand, you know, that you have to give, know when to give and when to take.
Right.
And your hand needs to be open more then it's closed. So in a relationship, that give and take it's a healthy level of give and take, you know. And you know, we're gonna step on some toes, you know, right now. And you know, people don't like to be called out. People don't like to hear things that they need to change. People don't like to hear, you know, that they have some thorns in their relationship, because people more so want their relationship to look good from the outside in as opposed to the inside out.
Mm.
All right. And that's where the foundation is. So
on the inside is displayed on the outside.
Yeah. So and you see, you know, that mask is eventually it'll tilt off, it'll fall off. And what'll happen is now people see what's really going on. And you can, it's like bad kids. If your kids are bad at home, you cannot expect for them to be good in public.
That's right. They're going to embarrass you every time.
Every time. You don't want to pinch them real hard, you know, or pull their ear or something. You know, y'all don't get violent out there, because DSS come get y'all, all right, when y'all start beating up on y'all kids. They don't play that no more. But y'all got to realize that if you're not doing disciplining your kids at home, teaching them the right things at home, when you get in public, guess what? They're going to embarrass you. Every single time. So the relationship is the same way. It becomes organic. It becomes second nature. You know, if you think about the things you do and people are enamored by the stuff that you do, and you're like, this is what I've always done.
Right. This is just us.
This is just who I am. This is just who we are. And when you know, they always say practice makes perfect. And as you practice those principles, they become second nature, and organically your relationship starts to grow. So it's a matter of
If you are what you value, then you will attract what those values are. So you reap what you sow in a relationship. You reap what you sow.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, so let's. I want to get into some more juicy stuff right now. Ben, find out what number is for Gwen.
Oh, okay.
I need to unmute her in a minute here. So I want you guys to really pay attention, because we're going to get into, you know, some juicy stuff. But before I do that, we got a few more minutes left, and I want to hit hard and talk about some things that some of you may be going through, you know, firsthand. But I wanted to bring somebody on the line and allow her to join this conversation, because, you know, over the past 5 or 6 months, we've really started to spend, you know, a fair bit of time with this young lady, and, you know, learning who she is, and being able to discern, you know what she stands for, and you know her true heart. And when you know who a person is, then it's easier to allow that person in your circle. And there's stages to that, you know, there's stages to that. And you have to know which stage a person is in. And you know, you get to know people. We're the type of people that we can be very guarded. And I'm going to speak to myself. I know that I can be very guarded. And I'm guarded because I don't want to let anybody into the nucleus to destroy my temple. You know, that's my safe place. So I have to be careful who I let in past the inner circle. So, you know, this young lady, you know, we've had the opportunity to break bread with her. And, you know, she is, you know, she's a single mom. She's of course, divorced. And, you know, she knows, you know, exactly firsthand some of the things that we're talking about on the show today. Relationship-wise, so I want to unmute her because I want her to come on, and I really want her to share a little bit, you know, about, you know, what happens in a relationship when things start to get a little shaky, you know, and then there's that decision time, you know, as they say, it's shaking time. You have to shake, bake, or barbecue, and you have to make the decision on what you're really going to do in your relationship, and that can be tough. That can be a tough decision to make, and it can be that decision that keeps you up at night, and that decision that wakes you up early. So, you know, I want to see if we have Ms. Gwendolyn Bennett on the line, live on the ground with us this morning. Ms. Bennett, are you on?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Can you hear me?
We hear you loud and clear. Thank you for jumping on the grind. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Gwen Bennett. You know, Gwen, I'm gonna put you on the spot a little bit, because that's what we do on the grind. You know, we're gonna step on some toes, but you know, I want you to really just share your heart a little bit. I'll give you about 2 or 3 minutes to really share your heart on the relationship phase, and when you get to that point in your relationship, when you kind of feel that things, you know, kind of the wheels are kind of falling off. But you're in that decision phase. I want you to talk a little bit about that, Gwen, if you would.
Well, you know, I think I hear an echo.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
All right. You know, I was married. I met my ex-husband, actually, when I was 19 years old. So, you know, that was kind of fresh out of the household, you know, just – building a relationship, you go through these things, you love them, you think you're in love, you're infatuated, you're everything. This is the person that you want to be with for the rest of your life as a 19-year-old. And, you know, you went through some things. We went through a lot of things. We had our first daughter at 20 when I was 23 years old. And, you know, I thought that this was going to be it. You know, we still did not set the foundation. You know, the communication wasn't really there. It was, you know, our finances really wasn't there. You know, we didn't have those upfront conversations. Yes, I thought that the love was the foundation, but the other things just didn't fall into place. And, you know, as we grew, we decided you know, later on as we, you know, started to change a few things in our lives or whatever, because we did the whole cart before the horse situation. We had a baby, we moved in, we did all these things before we had the foundation. And as it began to grow, we decided that, you know what, we're going to get married, this is it, not knowing that there were other entities involved. And I'm going to just leave that right there. Not knowing that other entities were involved, we decided to get married. Even up before, 3 days before we got to get decided to get married, there were other entities involved. Like I said, I'm going to leave that right there. And, you know, we got married and still not having the conversations that couples need to have prior to merging. You know, you merge with people, you get with people because some people get married because, okay, we have children. Some of them get married because, you know what, familiarities. You know, you're just afraid to step outside and actually, you know, get involved with somebody else or even date somebody else because you're familiar with that person for so long. But in actuality, you really just don't know them, you know?
Right.
And, you know, I just... That was something that I did. You know, I got married and still communication wasn't there. You were doing your thing and I was doing my thing. I was really and truly thought I was, you know, working on the prize and keeping my eye on the prize and everything comes to the household and this is our goal. But, you know, when you have to take your eye off the prize to double check to see if this person is doing X, Y, and Z, then the trust isn't there. So once that trust seeps in there, that mistrust or distrust or whatever way you want to put it, seeps in there, then you are distracted on the goal, the family goal. So, you know, you got to make sure that you're trusting the person that you're getting a relationship with. Make sure that you're on the same page financially. Make sure that you're communicating because there wasn't a lot of communication going on. You know, big house, everything. You got everything on the outside, but the inside was just in a silent turmoil. And you don't understand why. You don't understand why these things are happening. And that's what pretty much happened. So decision time, because the other entities became the happy place, whereas the wife was supposed to be the happy place. And when you have... You know, when you don't be the happy place for a person in the household and they're not the happy place for you, then you got a beautiful nightmare. Your house, everything is beautiful, but inside was a living nightmare. But familiarity was keeping you there. Do you want the outside world to know that you're living in hell? You know, you're not happy. Everything is not... You know, crimson and cream is not as beautiful. It's not roses. It's not fluffy any longer.
I like what you said. You know, I really love what you said. You know, you have to be the wife has to be the happy place. The husband has to be the happy place. And at the end of the day, no matter what happens out and abroad, you know, you have to be. There has to be an atmosphere at home, at the palace, at the, you know, at the castle. that you want to come back home to.
Right. You want to look forward to coming home to that. You want to be able to pull up and say, you know what, the rest of the world doesn't matter. I'm going to go home. I'm going to go inside to a happy place. And at that time, that wasn't it. So now you got to make a decision. You know, where's the happiness? Where are you receiving the happiness? So now you got to take your eye off the family prize to go find out where is the happy place. And if you're happy, then you don't need to be here.
right. And I'm glad you said it because it goes back to what we just talked about. We talked about the relationship being the ship before the partnership, right? So you jump from one ship, you know, and you can't jump from one ship until you're ready to get on the other ship. So in the relationship phase, you know, people can be very good at trying to hide who they really, really are. But in the same light, people can really suck or be very bad at discerning who a person really is. And sometimes
Correct.
It's right there in, sometimes it's right there in plain sight, but we decide that we want to overlook some things because we have high hopes and expectations that once this happens or once that happens, that's going to change. It's like taking mm-hmm. a lion out of the jungle and putting him in captivity and thinking he's going to become a vegetarian because you're feeding him vegetables. No, the lion's nature is to eat meat. That's why his teeth are sharp. So when we get a lion out of his natural habitat and you put him in another habitat that you want him or her to be in, then that means that that lion, as soon as it gets the opportunity, is going to revert back to its natural habitat. And it doesn't matter at that point because the hunger is real. It doesn't matter at that point whether or not, you know, it's the person that's always been around you. You know, you'll eat that person too because you need some meat.
Right.
You know, and we have to understand, you know, Pam, that there's the, you know, the discernment for in the stage of the relationship is one of the most important stages. And I can, you know, listening to your story, Gwen, you know, hindsight is always 20/20, and somebody, you know, just got blessed,
well,
you know, by what you just said.
Yeah, absolutely,
so,
definitely. But you know what? I think what Gwen just described in the perfect nutshell was the perfect roommate situation.
Mm-hmm.
That there wasn't a relationship, mm-hmm. and because it did not
right.
have the foundational keys, the trust, the commitment, the communication, the accountability, and it sounds like a legalized roommate situation, just, you know, there in the midst of a household, but the foundation was never set, and
right.
and it's not going to breed a fertile ground. The ground is not going to be fertile if you don't have these qualities in any type of relationship. That's a roommate.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
right.
even in a roommate situation, you know, you got to make sure that that person is above board. But it's a different type of a situation because that relationship is never really looking to move into a partnership.
No.
So it is. It's
mm-hmm.
always what it's going to be, you know. So, you know, Gwen, I'm going to mute you for a sec, Gwen, but man, that was awesome. You know, thank you for chiming in and sharing that.
Thank you.
And, you know, and ladies and gentlemen, like I say, you know, transparency creates currency, and currency is not always money. Currency is profit just in general. You know, and we have to look at the stages of our lives that are going to create profit for us, be it physical, be it financially, be it mental, whatever it is. We have to put ourselves in the vein that's going to create the profit for us. I believe so often we take loss. We take so many losses throughout, you know, in that relationship phase that, you know, we can never dig ourselves out of the hole while we're still in that same situation. And there comes that decision point where you have to say, you know what, I got to do something else, you know, if this isn't working. And you got to figure it out. You got to first sit down and have those conversations, you know, with the person that, you know, that you're in a relationship with and try and figure out if you really want to make this thing a partnership. So there's some backup time. Sometimes you got to put the car in reverse, you know, and say, you know what, we got into this partnership, and we skipped some things. So what we think are tulips, we think we're growing tulips, we're really growing thorns. And you look up and you see the thorns sticking through the tulips because now you're paying attention. But now you got to put the car in reverse and back up. Okay, and you got to figure out, you know, where did the wheel start to wobble? Let's go back to the relationship. That's why you hear a lot of people say, let's start dating again. You know, let's move back to that phase because we missed some things. Something didn't happen, and it was a detrimental part of us moving into the partnership phase. So you have to really chime in and know that, you know, how is it that we are going to be able to dig up these thorns and keep the tulips? The answer is you can't. Once the thorns are in your garden, you got to dig up the whole garden. You can't pick the thorns because thorns are weeds. They grow underneath the tulips. So you have to dig everything up and you got to take it back to ground zero and start over again. But the scary part is a lot of people don't want to learn that we're just not compatible. You just don't have the qualities of the person that I think I want, because as I said earlier, we go through life and we start to figure out who we are, what we want, what our true purpose is, because now we're not listening to everybody else tell us what they think we are,
right,
and we should do. Now we're coming to our own. We're figuring out what we know we are and what we should do. And that person, if that person has the foundation that we just talked about, the communication, the trust, the love, all of those foundational principles that we just talked about, the trust, all of that, then now you can replant the garden.
Hmm.
You can replant the garden, because we're realists. Things do start to wobble at points and shake and we'll start to fall off, but we have tools for that. So now that you know together that we got to dig this thing up and reap and get this fertile ground again, so we can grow a family, a real family. Because this family is not when you have just when you start having kids.
No.
A family is the moment you get married and go into that partnership. You are now a family. All right. So you're gonna always breed, after you your own self. So if you and your husband, or you and your wife, are messed up, and the reality is you're going to have some messed up kids, all right? And they're going to see your example of what right is, and that's what's going to drive them and give them the foundation that they have, and they're going to be messed up too unless they're blessed with somebody else in their life. So back up, dig up the garden, get the tulips up, okay? Stop thinking that you're laying in a bed of tulips and everything is great when it really isn't. Figure out where the wheels fell off, because you know how you feel. All right. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some things that, that people really go through. And I want to really jump into five things. We got a few minutes left, and I want to briefly talk about the temple. Okay.
Mm.
The temple, your body does not belong to just you.
No.
Take care of it. I hear too often people saying, baby, I'm going to love you no matter what. We talked about this last night. I'm going to love you no matter what. Absolutely.
Yes.
I look at my wife sitting across from me. I'm like, you're beautiful. I love you. I love that you're a loving, compassionate, caring person. It's the foundation of who you are.
Right.
That's what I love. All right. But when I married you, when I went into a partnership with you, you looked a certain way.
I did.
Okay? When you went into a partnership with me, I looked a certain way.
You did.
When you start to stray from that, when the temple starts to get a little jaggedy and raggedy, then you have to take care of the temple, because you have to realize he may feel the same way about you, but he may not view you the same way.
Right.
Physically.
Well, you know what? Listen, since we're being real on this, I'm taking back just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
can get me for this a little later, but
that's
you remember.
Okay. That's okay. This is the realest show ever, man. Come on.
One thing I always remember. Remember when we got married? And I know we were just joking. We had this conversation. Come on. And you know where I'm going, right?
You know. Yeah, I'm good. I love it.
I remember you saying, you know what? There's going to be this little hole in this closet, right? And if your
Absolutely.
Finger can't fit through it, that's a problem.
You can't come out.
I can't come out.
Mm-hmm.
So I always, and for the last 28 years, I've kept that in the corner of my mind, remembering that little scenario, like, okay, I'm not about to be locked in the closet, right?
Yeah, you locked in. What did that show you? That showed you what I value,
right,
in that relationship
absolutely.
Phase.
Absolutely.
I want my wife to look good.
Right.
Make no qualms about it. I want my wife to be fine. I want my wife to be sexy. And if you're out there and you're saying, you know what, I don't care if my wife or my husband is fine and sexy. I don't care. I'm good. I still love them. Stop fooling yourself. Okay, if you marry him, whatever your version, whatever your vision of fine and sexy is, it's not a particular thing, but whatever your value is, then value that and don't compromise.
Right.
Right. Because the moment your partner knows that you compromise, then at that point in time is when the wheels start to fall off. And we say crazy stuff like, no matter what happens, I'm still going to love you. Absolutely. You're going to love that person for who they are. That's what
Absolutely.
You're supposed to do. But you're not going to like what that person has become. All right. So the temple, your body does not belong to just you. Take care of yourself. You're smoking cigarettes. You're drinking all this alcohol. You're doing all this crazy stuff to your body. You're being selfish because your body is not just yours. If they have kids, you have a spouse, that body belongs to them as well. All right? So, you know, I want to talk about the controller. We got a few more minutes. You know, if ladies and gentlemen, if you're in a situation in your marriage where one person just wants to control every aspect of the marriage, that's not a marriage.
No.
Okay? That's a dictatorship. All right? And everybody knows that, you know, God has made the man to be accountable for the family unit. All right? So when God says, you know what, this got messed up, he's not looking at her, he's looking at you. But that doesn't mean you have to be the baby Hitler. All right? That doesn't mean you have to be Saddam Hussein. All right. Doesn't mean that. That means you have to be the type person that is a just and fair person that understands that you're accountable, but you're not a dictator. All right.
Yeah.
So don't look to control every aspect of what a person does. Male, female, man, woman, same thing. The man can be the controller. The woman can be the controller. Allow that person to if you have the foundation that you're supposed to have, allow that person to grow into the person that they need to become.
Yeah.
And the person that they want to become.
I think when that person, and I know we got to close this out, but I think when that person feels like they have to be in control, they're playing on the fears of the other person, you know, pretty much, you know, on what it is that, you know, that they fear the most. They play upon it and build upon it, and it's not, the relationship will never last. It's not going
to work. Never last. So that's manipulation at its finest. You know, guys, grow together, you know, be together, grow together. But, you know, more importantly, you know, grow in who you are and allow the other person to grow. The one track mind, you know, if you're with a person that only thinks about one thing all the time, and I'm not just talking about sex. All right. But that's, of course, one of the one things. If it's just about sex all the time, then that's a one track relationship. Your relationship has to be multifaceted. If a person just in a relationship and all they think about, you know, is money, that's a one track relationship. You don't have any diversity. There is no level of growth for you in other aspects that are attractive in what we call the partnership. So be multifaceted. You know, try to be good in every area of what you do in the relationship. You know, don't just be the person that just has that one track mind. You're only concerned about one thing in the relationship. Everything else fails. You don't care. You're just concerned about this one thing. All right. Be in a relationship in its totality. All right. Fertile ground. We talked about it earlier. You know, if the ground's not fertile, you know, a family will not grow. Something will grow, but it will not be
not
a family.
Not going to yield that good crop.
Not going to be a good crop. You're going to have to cut most of it down and get rid of it. All right. So, you know, and lastly but not least, you know, we want to talk about, you know, something that all of us need to understand. All right. And it goes along with understanding who you are and stepping into who you're supposed to be. The man must be the king of his house and the woman must be the queen. That means you are both powerful and have accountability in the house. All right. If you understand how things work, then there's never a power struggle in the house.
No.
Never, ever.
Because you understand the structure of the family and how God intended it to be. And the structure of the family was intended to be just like the Trinity, you know, with God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. The relationship, the family was intended to be just like that. And
right.
So therefore we have to realize that and definitely keep that in the forefront and know that it should not be a power struggle. It should be a mutually rewarding situation and then the atmosphere will continue to grow.
Absolutely. So ladies and gentlemen, you know, thank you so much for chiming into the grind this morning. Man, I tell you what, we've had an amazing time talking to you guys, and I want everybody to realize that, you know, these are principles that guide, you know, relationships. So, you know, never be too busy for each other. You know, always move your partnership to the next level, you know, and don't give up, guys. Keep pushing. Keep striving, guys. See you guys again on Tuesday morning, bright and early. God bless.
God bless.